off to grab kind of the start to the side of it. And I've been president a couple of years. And I ride a good deal of farm.
What sort of riding do you do?
Well, I just turn in historical reports on various and sundry articles. I mean, just various and sundry things. I wrote one article on the mayors of Coast County, which was kind of a job. They had about 38 mayors of Coast County, and I had to give a live history on every one of them. That was kind of a hard job.
How did you research that?
Well, you get most of the information from City Hall. And on the other hand, there are a few of them still around here. Of course, I held a job myself, and I didn't have any trouble writing about myself. My daddy had been there, so I didn't have any trouble writing about him.
That's two.
And then I was personally acquainted with some of the old boys that had been there. I'd gotten over there and find information. I also wrote an article on the sheriffs in Blair County. And that was rather interesting, but surprisingly, there wasn't as much information as I thought there was going to be. The sheriffs do not record the dirty work. If they kill a man, they don't write about it. And if you find some records or papers on it, you don't know what that sheriff's ever done.
You mean they don't keep a record or something like that?
Well, now the courthouse may have a record. I may have had one at some time, but for instance, if a sheriff has killed somebody, you don't have much way of knowing. You can pinpoint them and say, I'll ask you something. How many notches you got in your gun? And, they may just find their wire work around and tell you, but for the most part, you don't. They just don't like to tell off on those things. They'll tell you about some of the arrests that they've had, and they'll tell you about some of the political experiences that they've had. And it's rather interesting. You really learn a lot of folklore when you're doing all that kind of research. You know, I also wrote about the judges, too, of Navarre County. I wrote about the county judges and the district judges. About 2 years later, they made Coast County the county seat.
So it's always been the county seat?
Just about. Now, they had a little place up in Ellis County. It's present Ellis County, the county seat for a couple of years. They call it Freezeout. That's a heck of a name for a place.
I ran into when I was down in Grosvenor County, that's a little old place there called Dime Box.
Yeah, I've heard Dime Box.
How in the world did they ever come up with that? What is a Dime Box, do you know?
I don't know. I've heard Dime Box. I don't know just what the deal was on Dime Box.
The only thing even close to it, I used to hear people talk about Dime Box of Snuff or something like that. Yeah. You ever heard of that?
Well, I think Snuff used to sell for about 10 cents.
That was an interesting name.
Yeah, it was.
It's
cheap enough anyway. I'm glad anything can sell for that cheaper price.